Morning.
Good morning.
How are y'all this morning? Yes. Praise God. Yes. Anybody else got something before we go on? Thinking about 2 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, 14th verse, and how powerful gratitude is. Just being thankful. You can't tell God thank you enough because he's provided everything that is. And not only that, this verse says, now thanks be to God, always causing us to triumph, is the way the King James says. Literally, that word is a triumphal procession, who leads us in a triumphant procession in Christ Jesus, and makes manifest the savor of the knowledge of him by us in every place. I speak that over you guys virtually every single day, that what we experience here together goes with you everywhere, and that the fragrance of the knowledge of him is there on you everywhere you go and in all that you do, in your house, with your family, with your friends, in your businesses, when you get something to eat, when you stop to get gas, when you pass somebody on the street, that fragrance of the knowledge of him is on you because you are fully cognizant of the idea, the fact that he is living in you. And it's powerful. The song Jordan did earlier, that's the thing about praise. When you begin to praise, you don't always see the mountains immediately begin to move, but it will change what's in you. It changes your perspective. Powerful, powerful thing, and it's true. Ah, would you bring up that PowerPoint for me, please, ma'am? Thinking about what's gone on the last few weeks, continually over and over again, going back several weeks ago when we looked at Methistemi, that you've been delivered out from the authority of darkness and you've been placed withstanding. What a powerful revelation. Thought about it every day. You've been placed withstanding in the kingdom ruled by the purposeful goodwill of the Son of God. And then spending time over in Luke 9, looking at Jesus feeding the 5,000 and simply asking the question, why would he do that? Well, because he loves us. Well, why does he love us? Because he lives in us. We're his body. And as Paul wrote in Ephesians 5, nobody hates his own body, but he nourishes it and cherishes it. And if that didn't build your faith for Jesus living in you and doing things in your life that you maybe never thought you could do or he would do, that ought to do it for you. Got enough dues? That ought to do it for you. You should understand, I mean, that ought to step up your faith in the love of God. You are his body. Jesus lives in you. Why would he let his body be messed up? Why would he let his mind be off center? Faith, you believe into that, you walk in that. And then last week, we talked about the kingdom of God is within you. It's not out there somewhere. Looking at Entos, he literally, said the kingdom of God is inside you. This stuff's been going on in me for weeks now. And the other day, as I was there with the door closed, talking to him about things, I was spending some time in the Spirit, and these words came out just smoothly, quickly, and powerfully. It was purely energizing, making that declaration before him, specifically out of all the things that we've been talking about. And I jotted it down. Then a couple of days ago, it seemed like it would be good to share it with you. I'll give it to you. You can take it or not. But basically, it's remember when we were looking at Luke 9:11, when the people were coming, he was out in the deserted place over by Bethsaida, and he was going there to hang out with his disciples and let them give testimony of all that had gone on with the 12 when they went out. But the people followed him, and he didn't get upset about it. It said he welcomed them, and he talked with them about the kingdom of God, and he restored to health all of those who had need of healing. And then, of course, when the day was late, he fed the 5,000 plus the women and children. All of the meditation on that, it just came out that way. You welcome me. You talk to me about the kingdom of God. You restore me to health. My youth is renewed. You provide for me. You nourish me and cherish me, for I am your body. You are living in me. Christ contained in me the expectation of the reflection. That's what we talked about, I guess that was week before last, in Colossians 1. And, as this continued to come out, and you continue your ministry, Jubilee, through me. I am your body. And as that came out, I sat there and thought about it. I was writing it down. And I realized that from time to time, we talk about the Jubilee. Obviously, that's what we're named. And we've been doing that for years and years. But when I said, you continue your ministry, Jubilee, through me, I'm not talking about here. I'm not talking about Jubilee ministry. I'm talking about the ministry of Jesus, which was totally founded on the fulfillment of the 61st chapter of Isaiah in his life. His ministry was literally founded on what we call Jubilee. And